What's good? This is BK.
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. How about you, bro?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. BK's on the line, and we're going to be talking about his new Wave Pack EP. But, hey, I got to ask you, man, it's been like over a year since you've been in the Hoosier State. Do you remember the last time you played in Indianapolis?
Oh, Lord. Man, it's been way too long. I know that, brother. We love Indy, man. Y'all have always been fans, it feels like, from day one. There's always been just such a great reception for me and Tyler and what we do, our band, our crew, and our family, and man, we can't wait to get back.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, you know, yesterday the Indianapolis 500 announced that they're going to do half capacity, 135,000 people. Are you going to come out for the 500?
What a moment that would be, brother, just getting all those people back together, and that would be crazy.
They're saying this will be the largest sporting event in the world since the COVID-19 pandemic began, so I'm crossing my fingers that that all works out. I wanted to ask you a question, and you've probably been asked this 20 million times, and I think you and Tyler have come out quite a few times to set the record straight, but you know, you've got this solo project, Tyler's doing his thing, everything's good with FGL, right? You guys are staying together?
Yeah, man, you know, people keep asking that question. You know, we addressed this back in January 2nd. We put out a statement and video of us talking, sharing our plan and what we had going on this year, so we're still on that train, man, still on that same plan. Everything's great. We're about to start rehearsals here for a tour this fall, and we'll be announcing dates for that. And man, we're just super excited about, you know, where we're at right now, man. It's a great year of growth, and for both of us together, for both of us separate, we've created some extra outlets for ourselves creatively. And man, we're just both happy. We're excited. We're ready to get back to work, you know. And so, but dude, it's been incredible, man, making my solo record and really spending time and honoring my creativity, and these songs are really coming from my heart, they're coming from my soul, and I'm super grateful to have this time. You know, COVID there was a silver lining. It was a lot more time with family and a lot more time to do things that we all had never really gotten to do, and so these songs were really birthed out of a real place, out of having the time to just live and then write about it, you know. And so just humbled by the opportunity, man, and just the early reception to the Wave Pack has been incredible. I feel on cloud nine, and I feel just really inspired, and I can't wait to drop the rest of this record.
I'm sure you're proud of the entire EP, but if I could just put you on the spot a little bit, what's the one song on this Wave Pack EP that you're most proud of?
Man, I mean, I'd say all of them for sure, but Sunday Service in the Sand is one that I wanted to be on the Wave Pack. You know, I could have held that back and just put it on the record, but I think it was important for me to show, you know, I wanted to make a splash with the first four songs, so there's a pretty heavy, good-feeling party kind of vibe, you know, on three of them, little love song, kind of vacation song. And, you know, with Sunday Service, man, I just wanted to kind of share another layer of who I am and where I'm at. And, you know, I think people gravitate towards, you know, people being vulnerable, sharing their story, and just being authentic, being themselves. And so for me, that song, I had that title for a little bit in my little notebook, and I had some of my buddies, some songwriters in town, and we were writing songs for this project. And I woke up early one morning and had my guitar out on the porch and, you know, just kind of sang this opening lines. They just came out, and I texted my boys. I said, hey, I'm picking y'all up. It was like 8:30. I said, hey, I'm picking y'all up with coffee. We're driving on the beach, and we're going to finish this song. And we did it in about an hour and 15 minutes, right on the beach, waking up with the world, seagulls flying over us. I mean, just waves crashing. And it wasn't like we were – it was like we were just kind of picking up what was around us, man. Like, the song had already been written. You know, it wasn't like we were trying to do a job and write a song. It was just – I don't know, man. Words were kind of falling out, and it was just, it was spiritual, brother. And so to me, that one, it just means a lot, and that's something I've been doing for a long time, a big believer in. You can kind of have church anywhere, man. And so for me, you know, the outdoors, fishing, being on the beach, being in nature, being, you know, outside, I kind of find God there too. So, man, it's special.
Man, I need to come to one of those church services sometimes. I'd like to be a fly on the wall.
Let's go, bro. Let's do it, man.
Hey, you've self-proclaimed yourself as the beach cowboy. Like, I don't know much about your background. I guess I maybe should have looked that up. But did you grow up on the beach? I mean, what got that started for you?
It's semi-self-proclaimed, and that's what they call me down here. So,
ah.
It's, you know, the, you know, it says they call me Beach Cowboy, so it's not totally self-proclaimed. But I grew up in Ormond Beach, Florida, Volusia County. So I'm a Florida boy tried and true, and my parents still live there. Me and Brittany live over in the Panhandle, and we've been living in Florida since 2016. And my main goal, man, to be honest with you, was, you know, I just wanted to be successful enough to have a place in Florida and have some dirt in Florida, raise you know, family, be married, and live that Florida lifestyle, man. It's always been in me, never left me, and I always bring a little bit of Florida everywhere I go. So,
yeah,
you know, I've got a song on my record called Florida Boy Forever, and, you know, I'm absolutely head over heels in love with the state of Florida. It has so much to offer. It's who I am, you know.
Yeah. You know, just a little tidbit. This past year, before I came back up to Indiana, I was in Dothan, Alabama for like a hot minute, for like 4 months at a station, WTVY. Is that anywhere near where you're from? Or is that more towards Pensacola?
What was the station?
95.5 WTVY.
No, that's not close to me.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I
grew up, well, in Ormond back in the day, man, we had 98 The Frog, but K92 FM
okay.
was huge back then. I mean, I still try to tune in when I'm home. I always go over to 92.3.
Okay.
But, yeah, those are our two big country stations over in Ormond. Here in the Panhandle, I think I've got like we've got a bunch of country stations, man. We've
oh, yeah.
got like a Legend station. We've got a Wild Willie's 101 or something like that, which crushes. And man, there's some cool stuff here, man. Every time, it's just cool.
Sorry for the sidebar there. Yeah. I was just curious because we covered like we're 100,000 watts, so I mean you could hear us all the way down in Panama City Beach and as far north as Montgomery. So yeah, that was
might need to double check that then.
Sorry, let me reset here. So BK's on the line with us right now. We're talking about his Wave Pack EP. And are you going to be touring in support of this? Are you going to do your own thing as far as going out and playing some dates with this?
Yeah, man. I'm still kind of working those logistics out. I've got a couple different ideas and some plans and just kind of experiential shows, you know. So might be kind of a float-up situation, you know, waterside, you know, kind of deal, but man, I'm looking to do some touring on my own here and there when it works out and just kind of do some really cool fresh ideas around it. But man, I'm just I think once this album comes out, I'm looking to definitely do some shows and really really promote it and support it and just kind of get out there and connect with the fans, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line and of his own new EP Wave Pack. It's out right now. Go listen to it. It's so good. I checked it out over the weekend. I love it, man. It makes me want to just pack up the car right now and go to a beach. I mean,
hey, you might need to, man.
Hey, one last question before we go. And I know you don't have a lot of time. You got a lot of things going on, but you know, a good friend of ours up here in Indiana, he's been a friend to the Indianapolis area for a long, long time. Chase Rice has a song with you and Tyler called Drinking Beer, Talking God, Amen. Did I say that all correctly?
That's it, baby. That's the one.
We're spinning the heck out of that song. You know, when I listen to the lyrics, it sounds like y'all hung out and did something cool when you wrote that song. What's the story behind it?
Well, to be honest with you, Chase wrote that on the road maybe a year and a half or so ago, and me and Tyler didn't write that one, and he texted us months back after probably a year letting the song kind of be around, and he goes, hey, boys, would y'all want to – we got to hop on this, man. Actually, the initial idea, I think, wasn't even on us hopping on to collaborate. I think he just kind of wanted us to produce it and kind of – get in there and help, you know, get in there with his vocals and kind of help sonically and just kind of collab that way. And then I think I was like, hey, what do you think about like FGL, Chase Rice, kind of like all of us kind of do it together? And he's like, heck yeah. So the initial idea kind of formed into what it is now, man. And we were just jacked up about it because that song is just, you can tell, man. I mean, we didn't write it, like I said, but it's just got so much energy. It's real. It's authentic. And it came from an awesome place, and Chase is one of my long-time best friends. I've known him since we were probably 4 or 5 years old, playing soccer in Ormond Beach. And, you know, so it was to collaborate with him, man, I couldn't be more proud, couldn't be more humbled, and I'm super thankful for this song because we've been wanting to collab for years, but it just, you know, I don't know if we ever had the right song, and this one was a no-brainer, man. It was like, duh, this is the FGL Chase Rice collab. Yeah. Like, we all knew it, you know?
Yeah, every time it comes on WKKG, I kind of bob my head because it just gets me in a good mood. You know, another song that really, you know, you're going to laugh at this, but when this song first came out, and still to this day, every time I hear it come on, I want to roll down the windows, even in the dead of a Indiana winter, because I think it's summertime when I hear it. But Long Live, you know, went number one recently. Terrific tune. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thanks.
What's the background on that song and this current album you and Tyler have out right now? It's just killer, man. I love it.
Man, that means a lot. Thank you, brother. We're just, like I said, we couldn't be more excited just to create anything that we can do, man. We're humbled. We're jacked. But Long Live, we wrote that back in 2019 on the road on the tour bus, man. I think somebody just threw out the title, and it literally was like, let's just kind of, you know, write it around those two words, Long Live. Long Live everything that we love, basically, you know. It's that simple, small town, makes the world go round kind of song. And we love that. We believe in that, and that's our truth, man. And so that kind of had that nostalgic 2012 FGL sound in a way, and we just kind of ran with it, and it really resonated with fans, man. It was really cool to see, especially, you know, not being able to tour on that song, but just feeling the love over social media, feeling the love over radio playing it. I mean, I heard it a bunch driving around here in Florida on the radio, man, and there's no better feeling. So it's been an extra boost to us, and just we, you know, it makes us want to even get on the road even more, because you know, that song's going to be extra special, man, because that's one of those songs you just live out. There's so much energy in it. And yeah, our project Life Rolls On is just another snapshot of you know, who we are and where we were at the time. And we've got some party songs, some love songs. Always Gonna Love You is one of my favorite songs we've ever written. Beautiful love song. And we've got Beer 30, which was out on the EP, but it's on the album. That's just a fun, you know, feel good, not too serious party song. But yeah, we're just excited, man. Really excited more than anything. Get on the road, connect with our fans, write some more songs, and just see where everything takes us, man. It's going to be a heck of a year, and we're just, man, we feel like the sky's kind of still the limit, man.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
You know, the more we keep showing up and just getting creative and seeing where we can, you know, do something we've never done, it gets exciting, you know.
Brian Kelly is on the line with us right now. Hey, I forgive me. I've just got one more question, and I hope you don't mind.
No worries.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, with that song Long Live, like, you know, I noticed quirky things about country music. And what I love about Florida Georgia Line's music, your music, Tyler's music, the beginning of every song seems to have a big time intro. Does that make sense? Like on Long Live, the way that guitar just gets things going, like all your songs are that way. How important is that to you when you're in the process of producing and making a song?
Oh, I mean, it's part of the song. I mean, you got to have, I think we just try to layer hooks all throughout the song. You know,
yeah.
Hooks come from guitar licks, that come from drums, percussion. I mean, even the certain bass lines and stuff like that. I mean, it's all important. It's all got to be there, you know, and every step matters. So, yeah, dude, I mean, sometimes it's cool how that happens, because sometimes you show up to a write and, you know, one producer's songwriter's got maybe that lick already in there, to be honest with you. And then sometimes us as songwriters, artists, we're creating the licks. Like, this is how we roll. You know, I remember being in the studio, me and Tyler were just like, sang it down to the guitar player in the demo session. You know?
Yeah.
And so it just kind of depends on the song. Sometimes it's there, sometimes you got to create it, and then also, man, sometimes the studio musicians and band members, and, you know, they're, you let them run with it and see what can happen and just get a little different taste on it. And so it's just, it kind of comes from everywhere, but when you know it's right, you stick with it and you let it stay, you know?
My favorite FGL intro is the intro to Stay. As a radio personality, there is no better ramp, as we call it, to talk up than Florida Georgia Line Stay. That's like my favorite one to talk into. Yeah, the energy is just, I don't know how to explain it, but my blood starts pumping, like the adrenaline. I'm like, all right, here we go. And I can tell you, country
That's
radio
hilarious.
Loves introducing your guys' songs, because it always has that energy, like you can't explain it. So just wanted to add that in there too.
Well, I appreciate all the good vibes, man, and the energy. And, dude, I think that's what makes it, you know, the country music community and the country radio. Just y'all care and y'all love the music too, man, and it shows. And it's cool to connect on that level, man. That's why we're all doing it in the first place, because we love the music. And it's great to hear that from you, man.
Well,
it really is.
The love is sent back your way. Brian Kelly on the line with us. I can't believe you've given us 15 minutes of your time. Thank you so much. It's good to have
you
on the show.
Let's do it again, brother. You might get 30 when I drop this album. You let me know.
I can't wait for it, man. Can't wait for it. I'll be ready to listen to it as soon as it's out. It's the new Wavepack EP, Brian Kelly. Go check it out. It's amazing, brother. Good to have you on, and I'm sure we'll Twitter DM at some point in the future, man. Appreciate your time.
Heck yeah, man. Good to talk to you, and thanks for everything that you're doing, and holler anytime, brother.
All right. God bless. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate
it,
buddy.
Anytime.